们常常说，我们不能够只满足于啊，我已经得到圣灵。
We often say we're not just satisfied because we receive the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们还要成为一个被圣灵充满的人。
We also need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，对于整个教会来讲，我们也不能够只满足于说我们是有圣灵、有圣灵同在的教会。
As a church as whole, we cannot just satisfy that we only think that we are abiding by the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们应该成为一个圣灵所充满的教会。
We also need to be a church that's filled with the Holy Spirit.
啊，我们早上也有提到说，啊，主耶稣是教会的建立者。
This morning, we talk about that the Lord Jesus Christ is the one established the church.
啊，主耶稣他借着圣灵来建立教会。
Lord Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, established the church.
啊，这也就是为什么主耶稣要门徒在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
This is the reason why the Lord Jesus asked the disciples to stay in Jerusalem to wait for the Holy Spirit to come down.
啊，当门徒领受了圣灵之后，他们才展开啊这个啊救人的使命。
When the Holy Spirit came down, and so the disciples start to accomplish the missions that God had given to them.
啊，在当时他们建立了圣灵所充满的教会。
At the time, they had established the church that was filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以今天我们也要来成为一个圣灵所充满的教会。
So today, we also need to be the church that is filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们从《使徒行传》里头，我们来查考一下怎样的教会叫做圣灵所充满的教会。
So from the book of Acts, we study what is a church is like is to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们请先看《使徒行传》第一章。
Let's please look at Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传第一章十一节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 11.
加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被接升天的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，他还要怎样来。
Verse 11, which also says, Yet men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heavens? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manners as ye have seen him go into heaven.
主耶稣的门徒看到主耶稣被接升天。
The disciple of Lord Jesus Christ seen the Lord Jesus being ascended to heaven.
这是一个非常不一样的一个时刻。
This is such a different and dramatic moment.
所以他们站在那里，他们望着往上升的主耶稣。
So they were standing there gazing up the Lord Jesus ascending to heaven.
但是天使提醒他们。
But the angel has reminded them,
告诉他们主耶稣还会再来
telling them that Lord Jesus will come again.
天使问他们说，你们为什么站着望天呢？
So the angel had asked them, why are you standing here gazing up into heaven?
当一个人他停在某一个停顿在某一个地方的时候，我们也会这样提醒他。
So when a person stands still, steady in a certain place, we will also ask these questions.
你怎么老是站在这里？
Why are you still standing here?
意思就是说你应该往前进。
So this means that you should move forward.
这天使提醒他们，你们怎么只是站着来望天呢？
So the angel has reminded them, why are you standing here gazing up into heaven?
这个时候不是站着不往前进的时候。
So this is the time not to stand here, not to... It should be moving forward.
你们要记得主耶稣给你们的应许。
So you have to remember the promise of the Lord Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是应许你们要将圣灵来浇灌你们。
The Lord Jesus has promised the Holy Spirit came down to fill with you.
所以十二节。
Verse 12.
有一座山名叫橄榄山，离耶路撒冷不远，也有安息日可走的路程。当下门徒从那里回耶路撒冷去。
Verse 12, then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mountain called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey.
这个门徒经过天使的提醒，他们就回到耶路撒冷。
The disciple had received a reminder from an angel, so they went back to Jerusalem.
有一件更重要的事情要发生。
There's even something that much more important things will happen.
就是应许的圣灵要临到他们。
That is the promise Holy Spirit will come upon them.
所以他们回耶路撒冷之后，他们是聚集在一起，他们祷告，他们等候圣灵。
So after they returned to Jerusalem, they gathered together, they prayed together, and waited for the Holy Spirit to come down.
14节,
Verse 14.
这些人同着几个妇人和耶稣的母亲玛利亚，并耶稣的弟兄，都同心合意的恒切祷告。
Verse 14. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplications with the woman and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren.
他们想起了主耶稣给他们的这个重要的交代跟吩咐。
So they have remembered that the Lord Jesus had commanded them this important matter.
主耶稣要他们不要离开耶路撒冷。
The Lord Jesus commanded them not to leave Jerusalem.
他们要受圣灵的洗。
They will receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
就是领受圣灵的意思。
That means to receive the Holy Spirit.
好，那到底怎样的教会叫做被圣灵充满的教会？
So what does it mean that a church that is filled with the Holy Spirit?
好，我们请看第二章的第四节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 4.
第四节，他们都被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的话来。
Verse 4, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
这个真的照着主耶稣给他们的应许，在五旬节那一天，他们领受了圣灵。
This is truly be the received by the promise of the Lord Jesus in the Pentecost day. They have received the Holy Spirit.
那在这里这样描述说，他们都被圣灵充满。
He had described they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
那他们就在当时形成了在地上的这个第一个教会。
So at that time they have formed the first church in this world.
是一个被圣灵所充满的教会。
As a church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们在十四节说他们同心合意的在一个地方。
In verse 14, it says they gathered together unity as one at one place.
他们领受圣灵是有证据的。
They have received the Holy Spirit with the evidence.
因为在第四节说他们按着圣灵所赐给他们的口才，他们讲起别国的话来。
In verse 4 said, and that they would begin to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
所以第一个就是他们领受了圣灵，被圣灵充满。
First, they have received the Holy Spirit and be filled with the Holy Spirit.
再来一个被圣灵所充满的教会，
A church,
他们所做的见证是什么？
A church will fill the Holy Spirit. What kind of a testimony they will be testifying?
从第五节到十三节呢，就在讲到他们所做的见证。
In verse 5 to verse 13 is their testimony.
请看十一节。
Verse 11.
格里底和亚拉伯人都听见他们用我们的乡谈讲说神的大作为。
Verse 11. Cretans and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues in wonderful works of God.
他们所讲论的是以神为中心。
What they speak is about the center of God.
那当时他们有从各个地方来的人。
At the time, the people came from various places.
所以在圣灵的作为里头，这些人都听到他们乔基地的话。
So through the work of the Holy Spirit, they had heard their native tongues in various places.
意思就是说，他们都听得懂。
So this means they have all understand all the speaking in tongues.
因为他们听成他们的母语。
Because they have understood as their own native tongue.
这里说他们在讲说神的大作为。
He had described that they're speaking in out tongues in wonderful works of God.
我们再看十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节还有人讥笑说他们无非是新酒灌满了。
Other than marking say, these men are full of a new wine.
是的，一个圣灵所充满的教会啊，他们讲说神的作为。
So the church is filled with the Holy Spirit. Indeed, they will speak in the wondrous word of God.
以神为中心。
As God is the center in their life.
那他们也用人所听得懂的话来讲。
They also speak out the language that men understand.
但是我们也发现说这有些人呢，他们是听不懂的。
We also discover some of the people cannot understand what they're speaking.
所以这个十三节说，有人就讥笑他们，认为他们是 这个新酒灌满了。
So verse 13 say, Other and Mark say that these men are full of new wine.
我们也常常会会担心着别人听不懂。
We often worry other people cannot understand us.
所以因为有这个担心，所以有时候我们会想办法说怎样让人容易听得懂。
Because it's worry, sometimes we might think, what can I say so people can understand what I'm trying to say?
当然这个是需要的，这个是重要的。
Of course, this is necessary and this is very important.
但是有时候在这样的考虑之下，我们如果不小心的话，我们会把这个所传讲的有一些的偏差了或扭曲了。
But sometimes when we consider this, if you're not careful,we might twist the truth that we try to preach.
事实上，照着圣经来讲，以神为中心讲神的作为，是不一定每一个人他会听得懂的。
But in fact, if a person speak as God and set as a center and speak according to the truth, but this mean does not mean everybody can understand.
其实很重要的是在于这个神的拣选。
But one of the most important point is that. This person must be chosen by God.
所以在技术上，我们当然要考虑到别人听得懂听不懂。
So from our technique, sometimes we have to consider if that person can understand or not.
但是这个并不是最重要的。
But this is not the most important.
有时候我们如果太过分于留意这样的事情，反而没有把这个神的信息给真的讲出来。
But sometimes we put too much more emphasis on this type of way to preach. We might not speak out the truth of what God wants us to speak.
所以有时候可能用了太多的比喻，讲了太多的故事。
Sometimes we speak out too much story, also too much parable.
为了是要帮助让人明白真理，但是事实上却没有做到。
But in reality, we try to help someone to understand the truth, but the result it came out negative.
那其实要紧的是在于这个神的拣选。
But the most important one of the most important things that we had to understand, this must be this person must be, has be chosen by God.
我们请参考《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's please turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章十四节。
Acts chapter 16, verse 14.
十四节有一个卖紫色布匹的妇人，名叫尼迪亚，是推雅推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了，主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。
Verse 14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us.Whose heart the Lord opened, that she's attended unto the things which were spoken of Paul.
当保罗在讲论的时候，他的听众不是只有这个尼迪亚。
So when the Paul started spoken of the word of God, but his audience is not only Lydia.
除了尼迪亚之外，还有其他的人。
Besides Lydia, there's many other people listening.
但是这里特别提到主开导尼迪亚的心。
But over here, it especially described that God who has opened her heart to listen.
所以她就听得懂。
So she can understand.
所以她就更专心地听。
So she even more focused, wanted to listen.
她明白了，也相信了。
So she understood and also believed.
所以她也带领全家人一起来信主，来受洗。
So she also led her whole family to believe in the Lord and baptize.
所以要紧的是我们以神为中心。
So the important thing is that we must put God in center.
我们所传讲的是根据圣经在讲神的作为。
So what we preach is according to the Bible is to talk about the wondrous word of God.
那从使徒行传二章的十四节一直到四十节，这是当时彼得他所讲的。
In book of Acts chapter 2 from verse 14 to verse 40, when at the time Peter,was preaching about.
让我们看到一个圣灵所充满的教会，他所传讲的信息的内容是什么。
So that we can understand that the church is filled with Holy Spirit, the content of a preaching, what is in this church?
我们请看第二使徒行传二章十六节。
Let's look at book of Acts chapter 2 verse 16.
十六节，这正是先知耶尔所说的。
Verse 16, but this is what which was spoken by the prophet Joel.
彼得所传讲的是有圣经的根据。
What Peter had preached is according to the Bible.
所以今天我们一个圣灵所充满的教会，我们所传讲的信息要以圣经为中心。
So today a church filled with Holy Spirit, the message speaking and preaching about has to be according to the Bible.
当时第一次应许的圣灵降临在他们当中。
At the time, the first the promise of the Holy Spirit came upon them.
大家在觉得很惊讶，这到底是怎么一回事？
Everyone was amazed and to see what is happening to them.
他们用听到这120个人用他们的母语在讲说神的作为。
So they had heard the 120 people came from different places speaking their native tongue to speak out the wonderful works of God.
当然这是一个很大的神迹。
So of course this is a great miracle.
主耶稣开他们的耳朵，让他们的耳朵将这个灵言听成他们听得懂的话。
The Lord Jesus had opened their ears for this speaking tongue. They can understand it's from their native language.
彼得他来解释这一件伟大的神迹。
And Peter has at the time to explain about this great miracle.
他引用了旧约圣经的耶尔书。
So he had quoted the Old Testament book of Joel.
他所传讲的以圣经为中心。
That he had preached as Bible as a center of his preaching about his preaching.He's preaching.
我们请再参考《使徒行传》二十八章。
Let's please turn to Acts 28.
使徒行传二十八章二十三节。
Acts 28 verse 23.
二十三节，他们和保罗约定了日子，就有许多人到他的住处来。保罗从早到晚对他们讲论这事，证明神国的道。引摩西的律法和先知的书，以耶稣的事劝勉他们。
Verse 23, and when they had appointed him a date, there came many to him into his lodgings, to whom he expounded and testified the kingdom of God, persuade them concerning Jesus, both out of the law of Moses and out of the prophets, from morning till evening.
我们知道使徒保罗他也可以代表着当时的教会。
We understand Apostle Paul can also represent the church at the time.
那我们看到保罗他所传讲的也是以圣经为中心。
So we can see the message of Paul's preaching about is also considered center in the Bible.
对他们当时的所谓的圣经就是指着旧约。
So at the time, the Bible, the scripture is meaning in the Old Testament.
所以这里说引用摩西律法还有先知的书。
So he described both out of the laws of Moses and out of a prophet.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
他所说的话有信的有不信的。
And some believed the things which were spoken and some believed not.
我们不要怕说我们所讲的是只是根据圣经。
Let's not be afraid that all we speak is according to the Bible.
当时的反应是有人信，有人不信。
At the time that some people believe, some people don't.
那今天应该也是同样的，有人会信，有人是不信的。
So today is also the same. Some people will believe, some people believe not.
不必因为说有那么多的人不信，所以我们必须要改变一下。
So that's not a thing that because many people don't believe, we must change.
我们还是一个圣灵所充满的教会。他所传讲的是以圣经为中心。
So we're still a church filled with the Holy Spirit. What we speak is according to the center in the Bible.
再请看《使徒行传》第二章三十六节。
Let's turn back to Acts chapter 2, verse 16.
使徒行传二章三十六节。
Excuse me, chapter 2, verse 36.
三十六节，故此以色列全家当切实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Verse 36. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assured that God has made that same Jesus, who ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
在这里彼得说这个主耶稣啊，神已经立他为主为基督了。
So the Peter says that God has both put have crucified both Lord and Christ.
意思就是彼得在他的传讲里头，他高举着主耶稣基督。
God has made that the same as Jesus. This means that Peter, when he preached, he exalts the name of Jesus.
当时他们所成立的教会是一个圣灵所充满的教会。
At the time the church was established, was a church was filled with the Holy Spirit.
那他们所传讲的高举主耶稣基督。
So what they preach is exalting the name of Jesus.
所以一个圣灵所充满的教会，他总是在高举主耶稣基督。传扬主耶稣基督。
So the church that are filled with the Holy Spirit often preach about the Lord Jesus and also exalts the name of Jesus.
今天人常常所在意的是不是有很多的人来参与。
Today people often care about if there's people willing to attend and attend the church, attend the work.
怎样来吸引人？
And how can we attract people?
所以，很多的时候，所谓的这个基督教会啊，所传讲的并不是在高举主耶稣基督。
So the many churches out there, what they preach is not preaching to exalt the name of Jesus.
常常是比较强调的是。所谓的比较生活化的事情
，They often emphasize on their daily life，
让人觉得比较有实际的收获。
So men have feel that it's what they can receive from this type of teaching。
怎样来经营自己的婚姻
？How can they to work with their marriage？
怎样来经营自己的家庭
？How can they work with their family.
怎样能够让自己这个更成功
？So how can what they do, they can be successful.
这个对很多人，对大部分的人来讲，都是很实际的，而且是需要的。
For the most people, this is very practical. It's what something they need.
但是一个圣灵所充满的教会，他所传讲的是高举主耶稣基督。
But if a church is filled with the Holy Spirit, what they preach is to exalt the name of the Lord Jesus.
并不是在否认婚姻的重要，家庭的重要。
So we're not denying the importance of the marriage and also the family.
而只是在讲到我们所传讲的应该着重在哪里。
But the point is saying that what we preach about is the content what we preach about, that's the most important.
再请看《使徒行传》第二章三十七节。
Let's please look at Acts chapter 2, verse 37.
三十七节，众人听见这话，觉得扎心，就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎样行
？”37. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter, to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?
一个圣灵所充满的教会，他的工作是要唤醒、叫醒人的心。
A church is filled with the Holy Spirit. His work is to awaken someone's conscience.
这里说，众人听见彼得的传讲之后呢，他们觉得扎心。
Here I say the multitude heard the preaching of Peter, they were cut to the heart.
他们在宗教上、宗教信仰上，他们。被叫醒了。
For what they believe, they have awakened, heard the message, awakened their conscience.
他们发现说他们过去是不对的。
They have discovered what they have done before, is wrong.
所以他们很要紧的说，那我们应该怎么做
？So they were saying, what shall we do?
再请看三十八节。
Let's look at verse 38.
彼得说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦。”就必领受所赐的圣灵。
Verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
三十九节，因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切住在远方的人，就是主我们神所招来的。
Verse 39, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call.
四十节，彼得还用许多的话做见证，勉励他们说，你们当救自己脱离这弯曲的世代。
Verse 40, and with many other words did he testify and exhort the saying, save yourself from this untoward generation.
在这里，彼得给他们得救的方法。
Here Peter has explained the ways of salvation.
很清楚、简单的来告诉他们。
Very clearly and simply has preaching to them.
不是很复杂的。
It's not very difficult and complicated.
是很容易的，可以来领受的。
It's very easy for them to accept.
那彼得还勉励他们，邀请他们。
Peter also encouraged them and also invite them.
这是一个圣灵所充满的教会。
And this is the church filled with the Holy Spirit.
给传讲给人得救的方法。
The ways of preaching about salvation.
勉励人，邀请人来领受救恩。
To encourage men and also invite men to receive the salvation.
所以今天我们要成为一个圣灵所充满的教会。
So today, in order for us to become a church that's filled with the Holy Spirit,
这些是我们所应该去传讲的信息。
And this is the message we should preach about.
再来，我们从《使徒行传》二章四十一节到四十七节，我们来看到他们当时他们日常生活的活动。
So we can see Book of Acts chapter 2, verse 41 to verse 47.And this is their daily activity and their life.
一个圣灵所充满的教会，他们过的是怎样的生活？
A church is filled with Holy Spirit. What type of lifestyle they were living in?
请看四十一节。
Verse 41.
于是领受他话的人就受了洗。那一天门徒约添了三千人。
41. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized, and the same day.There were added unto them about 3,000 souls.
这里说，他们领受了彼得所说的话，他们接受了洗礼。
Here I say that they received Peter's word, his word, and were baptized.
这个彼得把握住当时的机会，他向这许多的人来传讲。
Peter had grasped the opportunity at the time that he preached to the multitude.
那这里虽然提到是只提到这个彼得
，But he only mentioned about Peter.
但是事实上，在当时啊，是他们每一个人都在传讲的。
But in fact, at the time, there's many people also was preaching with Peter.
请看二章的十四节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 14.
彼得和十一个使徒站起来，高声的说。
But Peter stand up with the 11 that lift up his voice.
彼得是一个使徒，就代表着当时他们那120个人。
When Peter and also stand up for 11, and they represent that 120 people at the time.
所以我们看到说他们日常的生活呢，他们是努力的在宣道。
So we can see their daily life, they're very zealous and also put their effort to preach the gospel.
我们可以说当时那个最初领受圣灵那120个人他们 都起来做见证。
So we can see that originally the 120 people received the Holy Spirit and they got up and stand up and to testify.
这些主耶稣的门徒，他们从主耶稣领受了，然后他们又传讲出去。
So the disciple of Lord Jesus received the teaching from the Lord and they also preach out the message.
一个圣灵所充满的 教会啊，他就是应该这样，从神领受，然后传讲出去。
So the church will fill the Holy Spirit is like this. Receive the message, teaching from the Lord, also preach out to the multitude.
就像保罗他所说的，他说我从神所领受的，我传讲给你们。
Just like Paul has said that he had received from the Lord, that he also shared the message to the people.
所以我们要常常求神来打发我们，来传讲他救人的福音。
So we often need to ask God to help us to preach the gospel that what God wants us to preach.
我们请看马太福音第九章。
Let's please turn to Matthew chapter 9.
马太福音九章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 37.
于是主耶稣对门徒说：“要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。”
Verse 37. Then said unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few."
38. 所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Verse 38. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest.
主耶稣勉励门徒说：“你们要求庄稼的主打发工人出去。”
So Lord Jesus has encouraged the disciple that he had said unto the disciple that to send forth labor into his harvest.
那么谁是应该被打发出去的工人呢？
So who should be sent?
我们有没有把自己包括在里头？
So did we include in ourselves?
我们常常说我们要为传福音的工作来祷告。
So we often say that we must pray for the work of evangelism.
我们有没有在祷告里头求主耶稣说：“主啊，你打发我出去传福音给人。”
So in our prayer, do we ask the Lord to send ourselves to go out and preach?
这个被打发出去的工人，不要忘了把自己也包括进去。
So the person that who sent out, let's not forget.Remember, it's for ourselves, be the one sent out.
可能我们很少这样子祷告。
Maybe we in lack of this type of prayer.
我们总是求主打发别人。
We often pray to ask God to send someone else.
当然这个是需要的。
But of course, this is also necessary.
但是我们也是一个需要被打发出去的人。
But ourselves is also necessary to be sent out from God.
很有可能我们在为传福音的事工祷告的时候没有把自己包括进去。
So we often pray for the work of evangelism, but we often did not include ourselves to be sent out to work.
所以我们就没有出去。
So in this case, that we did not go out to work.
如果大家都没有为自己打发出去传福音来祷告。
So if everyone did not pray for themselves to send themselves out, to pray this way,
那当然就很少传福音的人。
Of course, and there will be less people willing to go out and preach the gospel.
那么我们就不能够算是一个被圣灵充满的教会。
So this means that we will not consider as the church that was be filled with the Holy Spirit.
再请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
第二章四十二节。
Verse 42.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼祈祷。
Verse 42. And they continued steadfast in the apostles' doctrines and fellowship, in breaking of bread and in prayers.
四十三节。众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
43. And fear came upon every soul, and many wonders and signs were done by the apostles.
这里提到他们过着这种充满着美好的敬拜神的生活。
And in this passage, it described they were living a life that filled with amazing and wonderful fellowship from the Lord.
一个圣灵所充满的教会啊，他里头的这些人应该是过着这样子一个敬拜神的生活。
So a church that will fill the Holy Spirit, the members will live a life this way to worship God.
这个信仰跟生活它是连在一起的。
The faith and also our daily life, it's directly has a connections.
一个圣灵所充满的教会也一定能够看出来这里头的人他们是过着怎样的生活。
A church is filled with Holy Spirit also can see what type of lifestyle that the member is living in certain way.
42节说他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训。
Verse 42, they say they continue to steadfast in the apostles' doctrines.
他们有一个很坚定的一个信仰生活。
They have a very determined and focused type of life and faith.
他们已经受洗了，他们已经领受救恩了。
They have received the baptisms and also received salvation.
他们还是继续的在学习领受。
They continue to steadfast to willing to receive the teaching of the Lord.
他们也很努力的将所领受的道理在生活当中来实行。
They also steadfast for what the teaching what they receive and practice in their life.
所以他们过着一个充满着团契的生活。
So they live in a life of in fellowship.
他们过着彼此相爱的生活。
They live in a life to love one another.
他们过着常常纪念主耶稣的爱、主耶稣的死的生活。
They also live a life that often remember the death and also the love of Lord Jesus Christ.
他们常常的来举起这个祷告的手。
They often raise up the hand of their prayer.
他们对神，他们常常向神来祷告。
So towards God, they often prayed to God.
四十三节告诉我们说，这个他们不是一个，只是一个形式上的一个团体。
Verse 43 is described that they're not just a group; it's formality.
他们是充满着神所赐给他们的那种火热的心。
They are filled with the zealousness from the Lord.
因为他们的信心，所以很多的人，更多的人会被他们所激励。
So because their faith, even more people will be encouraged, also be encouraged by them.
为什么那个火灾很可怕
？Why is it that the fire is very dreadful?
因为那个火如果烧得很旺的时候，不用碰到碰火，不用直接碰到。东西那个东西就烧起来了。
Because the fire goes real a big fire, the fire does not need to even contact any any things in material, and that material things will start to burn.
因为肉眼所看不见的那个热度已经传到了那个要再被烧起来的物质。
So our naked eyes cannot see the heat from the fire.Already sent to another material start to burn.
所以一个圣灵所充满的教会啊，它有这种火热。
So a church with the Holy Spirit has this type of zealousness.
这里说，使徒又行了许多的奇事和神迹。
Here described that the disciple had done many wonders and signs and done by the apostles.
人可能还没有听到什么道理啊，他已经体验到神的恩典了。
Before men had received, heard the word of God, and they already received, understand and the testimony from the apostles.
就好像还没有碰到火，已经有那个热度了，已经烧起来了。
Experience the work of apostle, it's just like, the fire did not contact with any material because the heat already started to burn.
所以我们也有很多的时候听到刚信主的弟兄姐妹他们在描写他们怎么来信主。
So often we sometimes heard the new believer testify how they came to believe in the Lord.
有一些人他只是踏进教会的门，他就已经有所感觉。
Some people just step into the church and they already feel and experience something.
他一进教会，一进踏进教会来，他觉得很平安。
And they had come into the church, they already felt peace in their heart.
有些人一踏到教会来，他就觉得说，他心里的事情好像已经打开了。
Some people enter to the church, they already felt all their matters, already their heart have opened optimistic about what they have facing.
事实上，我们的教会常常也是非常。很平缓、很普通的一个会堂、一个建筑物。
Sometimes our church is also very It's a very simple and a simple type of a buildings.
但是一个圣灵所充满的教会，当人踏进来，他已经领受了神的恩典。
So a church filled with Holy Spirit, when a person enters into the chapel, into the church, they already receive the grace of God.
他已经体验到神的作为，已经体验到神迹。
This person has already experienced the wondrous work of God and also miracle work of God.
有人一来到教会，他就有一股他自己说不出来的那种喜乐。
Some people come to the church, they already felt such a joy they cannot explain.
有人说我已经好久都没有这样的这么快乐过。
Some people might say, I haven't had this type of happiness and joyful in my heart for a long time.
所以不一定要真的去碰到了火才会感觉到那个热。
So it's not necessary a person need to touch the fire, they will feel this heat.
再来，请看二章的四十四节。
Let's look at chapter 2, verse 44.
信的人都在一处环物公用。
Verse 44, and all that believed were together and had all things common.
45节，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Verse 45, and sold their possession and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need.
46节，他们天天同心合意，恒切在店里，且在家中拨饼，存着欢喜诚实的心用换。
46, and they continued daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house.They eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart.
他们有着一种非常让人不可思议的这种很完美的团契的生活。
So they have this lifestyle is very amazing that they will fellowship together.
当然这也有一些当时的一些背景的存在。
Of course, there's some background at the time what they have experienced.
当时他们一直认为说主耶稣要来了。
Because at the time they felt that the Lord Jesus will come again.
但是更要紧的就是说，他们的这种做出来的精神。
But the most important is that their actions, they have showed in their life.
他们真的愿意来过着一个彼此相爱的生活。
They truly want to live a life that would love each other and one another.
真的，他们来显示出主耶稣门徒的这个政绩来。
They truly show that they are.The disciples of Lord Jesus.
他们关心弟兄姐妹 的事情、比关心自己的事情还要重要。
They care for their the brother sister more than their own matters.
他们是以那种实际上的关心跟帮助。
They truly practice their care for their brother sisters.
他们真的满足了弟兄姐妹在生活上的需要。
They truly satisfy the brother and sister in need in their daily life.
在他们的当中，不再有所谓的自私。
So among them, there's no one is selfish.
因为没有自私，所以也没有这些纷争的事情。
So without selfish, there's no divisions.
所以在每一件事情上面，他们都能够是同心的、一致的。
So every matter and work they have done, they're united as a same heart.
所以在他们当中，当然充满着喜乐。
So of course, among them, they were filled with joy.
他们在所做的事情上面是有喜乐的。
So all the things they have done, they feel joyfully.
尤其在信仰的这一条、这个层面上面，他们是充满着喜乐。
Especially in their faith, they're filled with joy.
这是一个圣灵所充满的教会。
This is the church that filled with the Holy Spirit.
我想这一个层面也是今天。我们需要继续来努力的。
So this is also the same level that we must pursue after.
今天我们已经非常看重的来传讲，来以神为中心。
So today we will put emphasis on preaching as God as the center of what we preach about.
我们所传讲的以圣经为根基。
So we preach according to the Bible.
我们努力的来告诉人这个得救的方法。
So we put our effort and zealousness to preach, allow people to understand the ways of salvation.
我们很努力的来邀请人来领受救恩。
We put our effort to invite people to receive the salvation.
但是我们是不是让人来看见这是一个爱的团体？
But are we in reality, in fact, allow the people to see that we are a group of people filled with God's love?
好，我们是不是有播散着这个爱的热的这个热热的力量？
So are we spreading this heat and zealousness of this love?
让人来到这里可以感受到这个爱。
So when people come here, they can also experience this love.
不但有神的爱，也有弟兄姐妹的爱。
Not only they can experience God's love, also can experience the love from the brothers and sisters.
所以我想我们再稍微努力一点，我们就是一个圣灵所充满的教会。
So I think that as we put a little bit more effort, that our church is also is the church that be filled with the Holy Spirit.
请看使徒行传二章四十七节。
Let's look at Acts chapter 2, verse 47.
赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
Verse 47, praising God and have favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved.
一个圣灵所充满的教会，它就是一个有见证的教会。
A church with filled with the Holy Spirit is a church that has many testimony.
一个有见证的教会，它也就会是一个蒙受恩典的教会。
The church has many God's testimony, and this is also a church that can receive the grace of God.
所以这里所提到的这个圣灵所充满的教会，它有见证，它也蒙恩。
So this is the church that describes the filled Holy Spirit, that they have the testimony and also receive the blessing and grace of God.
是让人喜爱的，让人羡慕的。
It's pleasing to men, and also we.Admire this type of church.
他们被神的爱，被神的恩典所充满。
They were filled with God's love and also God's grace.
他们不但有这个品质，而且量也在增长。
They not only they had the quality, also they increased their quantity.
所以我们看到一个圣灵所充满的教会。它有三个层面。
So as we understand a church that filled with the Holy Spirit, there's three level that this church must accomplish.
这是一个先道的教会。
And this is the church that preach and emphasize evangelism.
这是一个敬拜神，一个充满着崇拜的敬拜的教会。
And this is a church that worshiping God.
这是一个充满着团契的教会。
And this is the church that has many fellowship.
他们将信仰、生活、事工、服事融合在一起。
So they put their faith and life and also work and servitude united as one.
所以我们大家一起来努力让我们的教会成为一个先道的教会。
So all of us that'sput together labors that our church can be a church of evangelism.
让我们的教会成为一个崇拜的敬拜神的教会。
So our church can be a church that worship God.
让我们的教会成为一个充满着团契的教会。
So our church can be a church that filled with fellowship.
那我们就会像使徒行传第二章这个教会一样，是一个圣灵所充满的教会。
So our church will be also the same as A book of Acts, the church that filled with the Holy Spirit.
是一个充满着神的恩典、神的力量的教会。
And this church is filled with God's power and also God's grace.
我们来做我们这次这个圣经讲习会的这个结束的祷告。
So now we're going to have our conclusion prayer for this time our spiritual cultivations.
我们为我们自己祷告。
Let's pray for ourselves.
我们为我们的家庭祷告。
Let's pray for our family.
我们为我们的教会来祷告。
Let's also pray for our church.
让我们每一个个人成为一个被圣灵充满的人。
So each one of us can be filled with God's Spirit.
让我们的家庭也是一个圣灵所充满的家庭。
So also our family is a family filled with the Holy Spirit.
让我们的教会成为一个圣灵所充满的教会。
So also our church is a church that filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们请一起到前面来祷告。
Let's all come forward and pray together.